What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? What's going on, family? Y'all, today is Monday, May 19th, 2025, and it's a great day to be alive. Y'all, as you know, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones. And also, you know, we can't really get the show going, get the show moving without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on. Meet us on the stage, producer Bridge.
Good morning.
How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. Do I sound all right?
Yeah, you sound. I mean, the volume coming through. Maybe take it down a little bit. Take it down a little bit. But other than that, I mean, I think you're good. Yeah, you good. You coming in hot. Coming in crispy.
You know, yeah. I get kind of fired up after the show because my dad be like, "Your audio." So I need to make sure I get my audio fixed and talk to one of my audio guys. So I got the day off today. So I am going to do that and get myself right. But happy to be
good
here.
Good for you.
Monday.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Monday. When people talk about like lack of sleep and having babies and just trying to like live. Yeah. That's a whole situation, okay?
that's
a whole situation
life.
Over here. That's very real life. Yeah, shout out to all the single parents out there. Shout out to the parents out there. Shout out to the people that got puppies and cats and stuff also. Because, I mean, y'all be going through it too in your own way, you know, in your own way.
But baby wakes you up in the middle of the night with cries. If you have an animal, it's either a bark, a meow. I mean, and Ozzy screams. And you're like, no, he okay. He
like a scream.
Like he screams. Like he will scream. He's looking at me right now, but because I'm telling on him. But
because you're talking about him. Yeah, you're talking about him. Don't nobody be talking about in front of mixed company. Don't nobody like
him. Yeah. So, but yeah. If you have an animal, you also have it hard because especially people that have dogs. Because you have to take your dog out in the middle of the night.
I hear my neighbor
do. I'm like, that sucks. And everybody in this, I stay in a duplex, quadplex, I guess you could say that. Mm-hmm. And everybody has dogs, and it's just me and Ozzy.
That's not it. That's not it. That really ain't it. Man, I just seen people, you know, like if it be winter, it be snowing, gotta go outside, let the dog out, gotta walk. People out there freezing, trying to smoke their cigarette. I'd be like, all y'all tripping. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's six, for
agree.
One, it's too early to smoke a cigarette. But for
the
two,
whole cigarette thing, you're like, wow.
Go ahead, take the walk.
Or if you see people driving during the wintertime and they still have the cracked. It is hilarious. Just right there, Jonathan. He's like, you want it that bad. You want it that bad. That's why.
Got to hit that cancer stick, huh?
Hey,
got to hit that cancer stick.
But rebuke that. So, we're going to go in and get straight from the source. We all need some inspiration this morning. Thanks for everyone that's tuning in. Jonathan, give it over to you.
Let's go ahead and hit it. So y'all, this morning, I want to talk about just one of the biggest challenges or one thing that can be challenging, right? Because the other day I talked about finding your way to mind your own business, right? By not judging other people and, you know, not casting a first stone type deal. But today I want to go back and I want to talk a little bit about the text that Jesus said, and we're going to be in Matthew chapter 22. And I'm gonna start with verse 34, right? And it said, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. And one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Y'all, it's just so wild that people will see you and know what you believe and know how you operate and know how you rock. But the crazy thing is they still want to test you. Even in 2025, people are still going to test you. It don't matter how good of a day you having, how bad of a day you having. You might be in between. They're going to be like, you know what? Let me test Jonathan. Let me test Brittany. Let me test Anthony. Anyway, so the teacher, the question was asked was, teacher, which of these is the greatest commandment of the law? Right? So the people know that Jesus has been going around teaching, has been going around breaking down the law, right? Which for us now is, you know, like the Bible and text and scripture. But they said, which one of these is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, and I can only imagine, he probably took a step back and was like, so you really want to know which one's the greatest? Well, I got you. And it says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And second is, and the second is like it. Love your neighbors as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments, right? So knowing that Jesus knew these people were going to approach him, right? And they're going to try to make him pick a law, pick a verse, pick text, so that if I know which one of these you say is the greatest, then maybe I won't do some of this other stuff all the time. Or maybe I won't do some of this stuff as much of the time. But the reason why I wanted to really go into this text is because if you really look at and understand how can we truly please God, right? Because y'all, the Bible is thick, okay? And if we try to go like, okay, let me do this, let me make sure I do this, let me make sure I don't do that, maybe, it is going to cause us to trip up throughout the course of our daily lives so often, and it's going to be overwhelming and it's going to be overbearing, because I've been there and I'm like, you know what? I've I've even told myself once, Producer Britt, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop eating candy. And then after I told myself I'm going to stop eating candy, then I started eating cake. Then I started drinking more sodas. Then I started doing everything around it till I got to the point where, man, this is too legalistic. Like, I can't do this. But here in this text, Jesus breaks it down like this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Why is he telling us this, and why is he breaking it down like this? Because if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind, for one, you're going to seek to do what it is that would make him happy. You're going to seek to do what it is that will make him happy versus doing what would be the opposite, which would be sinning against him, right? Doing the opposite, which would be potentially even sinning and hurting, doing things that are contradictory and negative for yourself, right? So if we focus on the love aspect, then we don't have to focus on the law as heavily. Y'all understand? If y'all understand, let me know in the chat. And then the other part is loving with your mind. Have y'all ever thought about how many things can be canceled out or overcame if we just focus on doing it in our mind? For you, every morning when you wake up, you have a decision to make. You can say, man, F this, I don't feel like being here, I'm frustrated, I don't want to be here today. That's one decision that you can choose to make in your mind. Or you can say, today is going to be a fantastic day, right? That's the F we'll use. This is a fantastic day. Today is going to be fruitful. So now we're making an intentional decision to operate right here, winning the game in our mind first, because this is the first and the greatest commandment. And then the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. What does that look like, John? What does it look like to really love your neighbor as yourself? If you know you're about to go to the restaurant, to the burger spot, and you're about to get you a burger, and then you're about to get you a burger, you're about to get the combo supersize, you're going to get the big drink. Do the same thing for your neighbor, right? Hey, I'm about to go to, you know, Burger World or whatever. You want something? Cool. And then bringing the same thing back for that person that you would bring for yourself. Why is it important for us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves? Because we have to think of who is our neighbor. Producer Britt, who is our neighbor? The Lucid Experience, who is our neighbor? Our neighbor isn't always somebody that looks like us. Our neighbor isn't somebody who always represents or has the same faith background as us. Our neighbor isn't somebody who always operates like us. They might like to cuss a little bit. They might like to drink a little bit, or it could be vice versa. We might like to cuss. We might like to drink a little bit, but at the end of the day, if we're going to love our neighbor as ourselves, then ultimately what you know and what I know is that we're going to do first for ourselves, which is the best, which is the greatest. So therefore, let's make sure that we do the same for other people. So family, today the challenge is love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, because we got to protect the thoughts that's coming in our mind. And we certainly got to protect the things that's coming through our heart. And then secondly, if we're going to love our neighbor as ourselves, that means we got to go above and beyond in serving them like we would serve ourselves, right? Hooking ourselves up like we would want others to do for us. So family, right now we're 25 minutes after the hour. This has been Straight From The Source. I'm Jonathan Jones, and we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success in the morning. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. Family, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? May 19th, man, it's Monday, May 19th, and we are currently 27 minutes after the hour. Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning, family. And if you have not already hit that like button, the thumbs up button on YouTube, make sure to go ahead and hit that so YouTube says, hey, this is good content. Hey, I like this. So make sure to hit that so we know and so YouTube knows, and they'll make sure that you don't miss out on any of this content. Producer Brid, where we at? Where we at? Where we doing? What we doing?
I'm here. What's up? Good message. I checked your message. Sounds good.
Well, praise God. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. Yeah. Cause yeah. You know, your boy ain't always been right. Your boy ain't always been right.
Yeah, that's true. I feel you.
Hey man. Yeah. But we here. We're growing. We're moving.
All right, man. All right. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Tell us about the baby. The baby's home.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. Okay. So y'all, after 30 days, it was been 30 days in the NICU. We were able to bring our baby home, my wife and I, and now we're finally a family of four all in one place.
Woo-hoo.
Right. Yeah. 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 So, little bit sleep deprived here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of sleep deprivation here and there, but y'all, you know, we're grateful. And Britt, man, it's a lot of babies in that NICU, man.
Really?
It's a lot of babies in that NICU, and you see these families coming in, and you know they're bunched up in these tight corners, and you know, just trying to get with their baby. And I mean, it's beautiful.
What's
but
the experience like in there? Because they're, I honestly don't know what the NIC unit looks like. I mean, but yeah. I'm saying like in real life. But you have like, is it the room is like a whole bunch of babies or like, I mean, set it up.
Yeah. So they have a wing. So they got, you know, you go into the front and they have the check-in desk and then, you know, show me your ID and they just ain't letting everybody in. Okay. Then it splits off. So they got one hallway where they got a set of NICU babies. Then they got another hallway. And you know, they can move your baby at any day because you can start off on one hallway and then they can progress. And then now you're on the other side, but it is like a long room. And then in that room, you just got the little curtain you could pull around. And then on one section, there might be like three babies over there and you're trying to move seats and sit by your baby. And
but you
know,
you don't have to move the baby. There's seats around. So you can just be with the baby.
Yeah. But it's literally just picture, you know, you in a regular hospital room.
I get you.
But except you got like multiple babies in there, and then they got women breastfeeding, so they pulling the curtain around. It's close quarters. It's real close quarters. Close quarters is the word. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baby Jones, big brother Jones.
Yeah, man. Say, baby Jones, baby Jones, number one and two at the house now. Yeah. And the older one, you know, the older one now.
Trademark that.
Okay. Now the older one's going through all his emotions because he sees us with the other boy. So now it's like, we don't love him more, but he's just in a more delicate state right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to give him a little bit of this. And, you know, I'll go here and play with you in a second, but.
Yeah. Are you gonna read a book crying. On that? How are you gonna? I mean, I'm pretty sure that's kind of hard to manage. Because even with pets, you know, I'm a pet owner. So like, my landlord came by this weekend, and they were like, "Brittany, you want another cat?" And I was like, "Oh no, I can't get another cat. One, I don't have the time for another cat. Ozzy is enough. But if." He's so spoiled. I've had Ozzy since he was 8 weeks old. And I think introducing another cat, it would be like, who is this?
That is true. By the way, you had him since 8 weeks old. How old is he now?
Ozzy is three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, bringing something else new into the house wouldn't take kind of that. No way. No way.
Not at all. So, and he's used to everything on his own. And nah. It wouldn't be right. And, you know, unlike, you know, yeah, baby Jones got nails, but he ain't got retractable ones. So we don't need no scratching going on up in here. No fights, no cat fights. You know, me and Ozzy get into it enough. So that's enough.
Cats are so entitled too. Cause I don't know if I told the story or not on the show, but there was a very brief stint where I had to stay on the couch with these women that they had, you know, they had their duplex and I'm on the couch. And then I got a cat climbing over my face in the morning. And I'm like, come on, bro, this is crazy. Yeah. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Ozzy's literally right here. If he could be on top of the laptop, he would be on top of the laptop.
Hey, get it in.
He wants to be on the keyboard. It's crazy. The
entitlement is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we're going to get into some stuff later, but... hello, NBA playoffs. OKC beat the Nuggets.
OKC beat the Nugget. This is big. This is playoff basketball.
I like it a lot because all I kept saying was new faces, new faces, new faces. So, you know, we got Anthony Edwards, we got Halliburton. That's out.
Halliburton.
And you just hearing his name. You turn the TV on and go in the kitchen, you're cooking. You're like, you know, you're listening to the commentary. Mm-hmm. Halliburton. I'm like, oh my gosh, this kid. And then you got Shy, you got SGA.
Then
who's the last one?
Who are you talking about? Jalen Brunson with the Knicks. New faces. And he is all about business right now. Jalen Brunson just needs to show up with a hard hat and some steel toe boots because he's standing on business right now. Jalen Brunson is, I don't know. He's just a problem.
Wow.
He a problem. Yeah, he a problem, man. So, I feel like this is the first time in a while to where it's like, this is really exciting now. Mm-hmm. Like, this is exciting. Like, we see the Nuggets again. This ain't, we see the Lakers again. This ain't, this is the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I don't know
the last time Timberwolves made it this deep.
LeBron, but you know, LeBron, you could take a seat, but just new faces, you know? It'd be cool if Anthony Edwards won that ring.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he won that ring, I mean, that would be crazy. I mean, taking down LeBron, taking down Steph. I mean, Steph, you know, he was out. And then who else did he take down?
Who, Anthony Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
It was
KD last year. But yeah, that didn't count because I was looking at the graphics. You know, they make all these graphics. So, Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Guess I'm going for him. I don't know.
Who, Anthony Edwards?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, as everyone's saying, like, nah, we can't support him because we don't support his kids.
Oh, God. Yeah.
hilarious, by the way.
Speaking of kids, I got this little person. Oh man. Okay, man. Oh God. Okay, he busted in. Oh, Britt.
Man, with okay. The camera on the other side. That is hilarious.
All right. I'm going to give him about 2 seconds, and then we might need to take a commercial break. Come on. Call. Oh, go ahead, Britt. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. You scrolling. So, yeah, let's just get into it. So, yeah, we just talked about the playoffs, but Jonathan, I don't know if you still watch American Idol. I don't, but I don't. Oh, you're not on the screen. I'm sorry.
I don't either, but I saw, well, no, I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing.
This is Jamal Roberts. He is from Mississippi, and this was actually the last season of American Idol, and yeah, we got us one. We won the last
season. We won the first season. American Idol.
Right? No, Kelly Clarkson.
No, I was about to say not. Yeah, because she bit out the Justin guy with the crinkly hair. She bit out him.
Yes. Ruben was number. Oh, bless you. Ruben was number two. Right, Ruben?
I'm sorry for 2004.
Yeah. So, Kelly Clarkson, love her down, okay? Because it'd be so funny on a Kelly Clarkson show, she does these duets. You know, because when she has singers on, and then like other interviews that the person goes on, they'll go, I never like doing a duet with Kelly Clarkson because she out-sings you.
I was about to say, yeah, because she, man, she'll bring you on the show and then just show you up.
Sing, man. Kelly Clarkson can sing. So, she got it. Kudos to Jamal Roberts here, you know, getting a hug. Yeah. Luke Bryce. So these are the judges. Did you know? You know, Lionel Richie was still a judge. We got Luke Bryan as a judge.
Luke Bryan makes good music.
He does. Carrie Underwood. And then we got the one and only Ryan Seacrest. And then there's Jamal right there in the center. So,
Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. Looks very Ryan young Seacrest. Still. In the face.
Yeah.
He just keep network. On rolling. No.
Yeah,
no,
he can network no. done. But that's okay. He got that.
Didn't want to say nothing.
He got that money. It's okay.
Oh, God. Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing, though? Like, why is it? That's just accepted. Like
it's all about how you look on camera. It's all about how you look on camera. And, you know, you want your face to look tight. You know, you don't want to look like you've aged. And then people in that whole entire world, it's always like, you need this. Mm-hmm. You need a little lift. And you need a little tuck here, a little filler here, and filler in your cheeks, and you know, then next thing you know, all that stuff starts to droop down, and then
does it really?
You look like a sad puppy, yeah.
But so then you got to go back and then do it again.
Go back and do it again.
Oh my goodness!
So okay. That's why, you know, the more you get it, your face looks stiff, and you just look crazy. I mean, you look crazy. Okay,
God.
But you saw this scrolling right here, Shaquille O'Neal. Alabama State announces plan reps. Yeah, Alabama announces plans to become college professor.
Yeah. So,
Shaq, save some money for the little people. Okay, he has too many jobs.
I mean, what you want him to do though? What you want brother
do
to do?
Do what he's doing already and just do the, I mean, oh, I guess their commentary is over, right?
But you know, busy people, like busy people and rich people, they stay busy and rich because they're always doing something. He just did something
at another college. This has to be.
He became the general manager with Sac State, which I don't know how he about to do that and about to be at Alabama State because my boy Calhoun was like, that's not a passive role. He was like, I'm gonna be interested to see how this is gonna work out. It's voluntary, but it's not passive. Cause, you know, you're gonna be like you're a representative for, you know, your school. So now how you gonna be, you know, bigging up the college and how you gonna be trying to bring people over and, you know, brokering stuff with people and having conversations.
Because you're at two colleges. It doesn't
matter. I mean, but he ain't at the college yet.
What does yet mean? It's been announced. Twice you've been announced at two colleges. Like, why are you guys so many schools?
He announced it. But, I mean, him being a professor, though, you know that's not known. I don't want to say that's not an allegiance to the college per se, but in a sense.
Rules and regulations. If you're going to become a college professor, I'm sure that you have special rules and regulations because you're Shaq, but end all be all, come on now. You got too many jobs.
Let that man work.
He had podcast.
Oh, he got the podcast.
He DJ.
He do be DJing.
He got chicken restaurants.
Big chicken,
which is actually good.
Is it? It is.
Yeah. My mom.
I've never tried it.
Yeah, there's one by my parents' house, and yeah, my mom. I tried telling my mom. Okay. And so. It's just too many jobs for me. I'm happy for him, but too many jobs. I ain't trying to be no hater. Okay, you saw this one too. 1 year, $1 million. So crazy.
Britt, just slide so through exciting. It. Slide through it. Because that is crazy, though.
$1 million for transfer to Stanford. $50K for living expenses. $24 for her jersey. What do these numbers mean?
$50,000
for her living expenses? That's how much it costs for her to live? What?
Hey, man.
Is she paying for this by herself?
When you're a once in a life, scroll down. They generational talent in softball. You don't hear that often, for one, because I mean, you don't hear much about softball other than when it's like softball World Series. But right there, we're talking about a once in a generational talented player. What you gonna do? You gonna take care of her on what?
Love that she's a black woman. Not a fan of softball, so I don't have a lot of comments to say. Yeah.
In on the hands, diving attempt, Nyjah caught it.
Yeah. So put that girl in baseball. Yeah, so congratulations to her. You know, you found the story. Like I said, I'm not a fan of softball. I do not have a lot to say about softball, but I'm glad that she's getting her paper, I guess, you know. $1 million, $2 million, everybody getting paid.
Gotta get that paper though. When you got the opportunity in softball, I think softball is, I mean, softball is definitely growing. So, you know, we got a great opportunity.
Is it going to get back in the Olympics? Because it's not. In the Olympics anymore.
Hey, you got to take that up with the Olympic commissioners, okay? And see what they're going to do there. But hey, you know, they're going to, you know, strike what iron's hot.
You sent that mug twice. That's funny. That city down to.
That didn't look terrible, though.
Of the light pole. It was one guy on top of a billboard.
We talking about New York, though. We talking about New York.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited to see the reaction after every game. I know they'd be in Times Square watching a game. I know they'd be in other areas of the city watching a game, and it'd just be so lit. So I'm excited just to see the reactions of the New York people. You know,
I mean, New York is a whole different. It's a whole different world. Like there's a couple different cities like that. You got New York, you got New Orleans. Like it's just different culture. Yeah. But I mean, we gonna see. We're gonna see
Texas
what happens.
Is
here.
Different. You know, we're different down here. We're nice.
No, Texas is not different.
We're nice. A lot of people come down here and they don't think that we're nice, but we're very nice people. Southern hospitality.
I mean, I'm not talking about being nice. I'm talking about just the culture.
Our culture is what the fuck? Don't mess with Texas. Don't start none, won't be none. That's how
Yes, it is.
You've been here long enough to know do not mess with no Texas people because they love they love it. They love it. They love that. Yeah.
I guess. Don't mess the Cowboys. Is Texas culture? I give Texas that, but outside of that,
they ride on it. They really do. They really. I mean, you can't necessarily say that because it's been a top city for creators. Everybody moving here. Everybody loves it here.
People are living here because the cost of living is less than California and New York. That's why people are moving here.
No, oh my Jonathan. Goodness. It's expensive to live here now. You tripping.
Well, I mean, it's expensive, but not in comparison to California and New York.
Sure, but I'm saying.
That's why people moving here. You can get it. Because you can come and get
your little house. Yeah, because of land, but that was a while ago. But I'm saying, like, now people live here because Dallas is a hot city. Like, that's what people are moving here for.
It's hard for me to believe.
That's the reason why our rent is so high now, because there's so many people moving here. Because they think, oh, Dallas, you got the next thing going. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, even the city, they're working. They're always continuously working to have a better skyline, to have better this, better that. We're getting a universal park. I mean, what?
I mean, I
don't
hate
now. Don't be a hater. You live here.
It's just hard for me to accept it. I don't know. It's just hard. Maybe I'm a hater. Maybe I should clap my hands.
Maybe you should clap your hands. You know, your address is in Texas, so is your license. So yeah. Okay. Don't be a hater all your life. You know, it's okay to like Texas. We got a lot of land here. It's a lot of opportunity. And we got good sports out here, too.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, y'all got the Dallas Wings. That's what's up.
I ain't touching that.
And y'all got the Dallas Wings. Y'all got paid. What you
don't
mean?
Don't say y'all. You live here. We. Yeah, don't say y'all.
I don't say we when talking about sports teams because I'm not a part of the sports team.
Okay, don't talk about it then. Don't try to get a rise out of people.
Ain't nobody trying to get no rise.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, because you don't talk about it. Yeah, but I'll be honest. I'm not paying $300 for no WNBA ticket.
We already talked about that. I'm not.
That's the only rise you're going to get out of me. I'm not paying nothing over $100. And $100 is still kind of steep for a WNBA ticket. Yeah. But Brittany, you got to support.
Oh, yeah.
You better send me a ticket for $70. That's what
gotta support your sisters.
Yeah.
Winging it up, you know what I'm saying? Got to support your sisters, man.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult in my mind. I've been to more, NBA games, but it's just,
fair enough. Okay, so for you, it's difficult to conceptualize that in your mind. For me, it's difficult to conceptualize that Dallas is hot. Is the new Miami?
I've been to Miami before. Nothing is compared to Miami. I love Miami. Love it. Shout out to my girl Nakia, CBS News. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, Baby Jones,
let's take a quick commercial break.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Baby Jones ain't feeling it.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right, family. All right. We are 49 minutes after the hour, and I just had to take a shot at the title to get my microphone away from my son. All right, producer Britt. Wow. Okay. Wow. And man, I just had to do a 40-yard dash down the hallway.
Strong, huh? He's stronger than you.
Man, say. First of all, I don't know if you heard him busting in when he busted in initially.
Yeah, he said, open the door. Open the door.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so we're here, man. Oh, okay. But yeah.
Are you okay?
I grabbed the boy and ran down the hallway and ran back. Like, man, say.
So he wakes up because he hears you, or he wakes up because it's when he wake up? Or...
He wake up because he wake up. He'll wake up at 5:30. He'll wake up at 5:40. Sometimes he'll wake up at 12. That's why at night when he go to sleep, we lock the door. I lock the door to make sure that he be in there. Because if not, my man will wander. He will wander. You'll see him laying down. Next thing you know, he just start moving around and he's after it.
That's
no.
Hilarious.
No. Yes. Yeah. And I at first I used to feel bad. No.
Feel bad. Nah.
Yeah. I felt because he was in there. Open the door. Open the door.
It's not your time, baby. It's not your time. Not right now.
But he different, man. He different. Now we'll sit down for breakfast in the morning. He be like, hold hand. And then you start being ready, like, okay, fine. Close eyes. I'm like, bro, okay. I'm like, close your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes.
He getting them snappy twos.
Yeah, so now he telling us, telling, get ready, we're about to do this prayer for this food. But yeah, man,
tell y'all get ready to pray.
Well, I mean, that's what he be saying. That's why he says hold hands.
Close eyes, hold hands.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But it's crazy how he act with us. Mm-hmm. I never understood. My parents be talking about, y'all would act so different with us, and we'd be so surprised when you'd go out and people be like, you're so well-mannered. That's how my son is. Like, he'll go out and he'll go do other stuff with other people, but then come with us and then give us the blues.
Yeah. It's amazing that, they're still forming their personalities as their brain is developing, learning new things, touching new objects. All the sensory is just happening, every single day. And then, they have these little baby dreams and it's so great. And you just wake up in the middle of the night and boom, right at it. Coming right at you.
Yeah. I'm coming in your room. I'm opening your door. I'm jumping on the bed. I'm gonna play sleep and then I'm gonna keep playing. It's like, bro, it's 3:00 in the morning. Nobody's about to play with you right now.
That is wild.
Read me a book. He'll sit down for breakfast. Read me. I want Bible story. I'm like, all right, bro, we'll read a Bible story, but you gotta chill.
Do you guys kind of like eliminate screen time? You guys don't do screen time like that, do you?
We give him very little screen. I mean, here and there, we will give screen time. Like if we need him to sit still, like maybe Gabby's doing his hair or something, or, just maybe we're exhausted, then yeah, might get a little bit of screen time. But like we limit screen time because after he watches something on TV, then he will lose it when we turn it off. Oh, yeah. The screen does affect, like, it's a real thing. I used to think people should be talking. Yeah, that's a real thing, man. Like, it's a real thing how just that attitude and the moods. Yes, it's real.
Is he into like Play-Doh and stuff like that? Can you play with Play-Doh
yet? We got some Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some Play-Doh. But I mean,
Legos.
Right.
Get that engineer brain going. Build them Legos.
Well, so right now what we have is, I mean, over here, like in his play area, he got this whole kitchenette situation. Yeah. Like my dad
is crazy.
My dad and my mother-in-law, what she bought was like these vegetables. They're already cut in half, but they got Velcro to put them together. So he's like, and he like doing that.
Oh, that's
and they're
good.
Wood. So it's cool until you start throwing them. And I'm like, bro, stop. That's wood. That hurts. He got a whole situation over here. A little climbing, jungle gym, all that over here.
I mean, like, yeah, real... obviously. I've seen it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm just saying. The people don't know, though. The people don't know.
Wow, that's wild.
So, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody who has kids. Man, shout out to anybody who has a 2-year-old right now. Shout out to anybody who has a free-spirited child. Because he's different.
What does that mean? You know how you say, I'm raising a free spirit? What does that really mean?
It means that he does what he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. Wow. Like, I'd be like, come here. He'd be like, no.
When I was little, my mom would be like, you want to go to the bathroom? And I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to go to the bathroom. And then he's like, right.
Say.
Right. Boom.
But right now, you're talking about reading them books. Right now, we're in a phase. Right now, the phase that we're in is understanding he's going to act out and whooping him is not going to really just win it. Like,
no,
that,
I didn't
get
like, a whooping.
Not
it was
get
just
it.
A thought.
No, I understand. How old were? But you were older. I'm sure you're older than 2, though. Like you were at an age where you can process more. So for him right now, it's like, hey, just calm down. And he's just saying no. I'm like, hey, come here. No, Britt. It will bubble your blood. I'm like, what? I'm like, come here.
I gotta ask my mama stories about that one. When did I go through my
I'm trying to tell you, man. Whoa. So now it's the spot to where, like, you have to ignore the tantrum and you just gotta hug him and gotta love him through it. You gotta see if you're really a Christian, okay? God wants to know. Okay, are you gonna love little baby as yourself? You gonna love little baby as your neighbor? Yeah, because man, I'd be like,
yeah,
I would grab him up and I'd be like, I just gotta hug him.
Because even Ozzy, when I tell Ozzy to do something, and yes, you're like, Brittany, he's a cat. He does not speak English. Yes, he is a domesticated cat, and he understands what I'm saying. Okay?
Okay, domesticated cat.
You said what?
I said, okay, domesticated kid.
I mean, they understand. Just how dogs, they can be trained. They understand things. I'm not down. If I'm talking to him sometimes, you might hear like a meow come out. Or like, it's a different tone. It's a different, you're like, wait a minute now. Dude. You're like, Ozzy, come here. Oh. Okay. You feel some type of way. Scientifically proven, cats do ignore you when they hear your name. Like, he hear me talking about him right now. He's not going to turn around. But he knows I'm talking about. He knows I'm Ozzy. I can say his name for a minute straight, Jonathan, and he will not turn around.
Just because
he don't feel like talking to you.
Entitlement. That entitlement is crazy.
If I go in the kitchen and if I shake some treats, yeah, he there. Or some catnip. Just prancing on in. Just like people.
Real deal, man.
It is crazy. All right, guys. I know we're going down. We're about to, close this down in a little bit, but tune in for the rest of the week, and we're going to have some exciting things going on this week, so I'm excited. We got a full pack week. I'm excited to be off today. Going back to sleep.
Me too.
Are you, though?
No, I'm not going back to sleep. I got to get this boy in there probably jumping on that bed right now.
So going back to sleep over here. I know I just had coffee, but going back to bed. I'm going out of town this weekend. Going to see my family in St. Louis. I got a short week, and then I'm catching a flight. Y'all, I'm out of here. Okay. So although my St. Louis family, they were protected by it was a tornado in St. Louis, but just sending all my love right now to the city of St. Louis. So, praise God that my family is protected all areas, but can't wait to see him. I'll be up there. I'll get to see my sister again. It's going to be a whole situation.
You gonna link up with the whole fam.
My grandma, see my uncle.
Oh, y'all gonna cut up.
Oh, yeah, we about to have a good one. And we are a good time, y'all. We are a good time. My family is hilarious. And I know everybody say that about their family, but no, my family is really funny.
Wait, so y'all family get together, like y'all be watching movies together, cracking jokes, or y'all be playing the games?
And
like,
it ain't a minute that goes by, ain't nobody cracking jokes. It's a joke. It's a joke to be had, something to be said. The inflection on your voice can be a joke. Anything that you do, what are you doing over there? What are you saying? What did you just say? Why are you looking like that? Like, it's a joke. Nobody makes it out alive.
Okay.
Nobody makes it out alive. You got to have thick skin over here. And I've been having it since. Yeah. Got to have thick skin. And they're not rude or anything like that. But, you got to have.
They're not rude. You're just going to cook you. Well done.
That's just how we jump around.
All right.
I mean, you heard me. You be like, Brittany, you can't say that. And I'm like, I'm not being serious.
So all y'all just got the same level of cook.
Some's levels are 8. Okay, I might just be at a 6 one day, but depending on where you want to be that on that knob, you never know.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to the fam, though. Can't wait to see y'all. All right, Jonathan, close it up.
All right, man. Final word for the day. Final word for the day. Don't allow somebody else's limitations to limit where you will go in your life. Don't allow somebody else's limitations limit you to where you'll go in your life. And just wanted to share that because, like we're talking about, my son being a free spirit, and yeah, he made me really uncomfortable this morning grabbing microphones and throwing microphones. But at the end of the day, it's his life, right? It's his life. And y'all, the same thing applies for you. Live it up. Live it up. Make other people uncomfortable sometimes, but just operate in your greatness and operate the way that God called you to be. All right, family. So this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones. That was producer Britt. And y'all, we're here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. But family, remember, remember, remember. First of all, subscribe if you have not subscribed and hit that thumbs up button on the channel. But you also want to remember to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?